Certainly, there are advantages of using telehealth. For instance, practitioners, providers have a more flexible schedule, as do clients. Some clients may be more likely to attend sessions because they have fewer barriers to getting there. Transportation is no longer an issue. If they have mobility issues, that's no longer a concern. Mental health symptoms might get in the way of them traveling or make it more difficult for them to travel to the clinic. For example, if they have social anxiety or maybe some features of agoraphobia, worry about being out in public, and feelings of stigma around going to a clinical setting. For some of our clients, they may feel ashamed or embarrassed, just going and walking into the clinic. They may worry that somebody in their community would see them, for instance. There are consistent research findings over the last 10 years that the quality of services provided via telehealth are comparable to those provided in person. And I think that's a little bit, or for me, it was a little surprising, and I think it's comforting. There's also some evidence that it's the providers that are more concerned about the quality of services when providing them over the phone or video than the clients themselves. There was a large-scale study done at Johns Hopkins that was published in 2012, where they looked at over 98,000 participants in the study, and they found that of those, the individuals who were enrolled in the VA's telemental health services were less likely to be hospitalized for mental health conditions, and there was a 27% decrease in the number of hospital admissions and days of acute hospitalization for those folks from 2006 to 2010. There's a link there if you want to check that out.